Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lorenzo Fiore in Milan to help me understand the last days, these 5 days of mourning of the passing of Pope Francis, and what lies ahead on Saturday in Rome to bury St. Francis in San Giovanni di Laterno, a church that is not the traditional burial of a pope in the Vatican. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. These 5 days of mourning, what does it look like in Italy? What do you do? What's on the TV? That sort of thing. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening, as always, to all the radio listener. Well, let me tell you that the first 2 days were very, very, very sad. And the TV channels were practically around the clock transmitting interviews, documentary, or whatever is happening in Italy concerning the Pope and Rome. That's it. After the first 2 days, I would say there was a sort of more relaxation and, you know, there was a start of discussion. Of course, a negative point is that there was a polemic, of course, between the opposition and the coalition in power. This happens as always. I mean, even in such a case, when we are talking about a pope, we are talking about religion, there is always a possibility and opportunity to do political polemic. But let me tell you that this, let's say, pope left an heavy and deep sign in the souls not only of the Italian, in my opinion, of all over the world. And this will be witnessed tomorrow by several delegations that will attend the ceremony on the St. Peter's Square.
Yes, the conclave. You have a date for when that begins? This is the gathering of cardinals for the next pope.
Well, the date will be fixed by the committee of a group of cardinal, but it is said that very likely it will be on the 5th of May. Very likely the 5th of May will be the date of the start of the conclave. You know that conclave means from Latin close the door, because there will be the head of the ceremony that will say when all the cardinal will be inside the Sistina Chapel, fresco by Michelangelo, extra omnes. Everybody must get out.
We go to what Rome anticipates tomorrow. The Pope is now lying in state at the Vatican. He is to be buried at a church called San Giovanni, which is quite spectacular, a big church, but it's not next door to the Vatican. You tell me it's 5 kilometers away. So what are we anticipating tomorrow looks like in Rome?
Well, it will be not an easy time, particularly for the security forces. First of all, because of a lot of VIP attending the ceremony, not only your president, but also royal family and so on, 127 delegation. But then all the ceremony will continue, and the Pope, the funeral coach, will cross the Tevere River, part of Rome downtown, to reach that church, which, by the way, is marvelous. I suggest when somebody is in Rome to visit that church, and passing in front of the monument to the unknown soldier. It is a 5 kilometers path that will be done at the speed of a man walking. But nobody can follow the funeral coach. All the Romans and all the tourists will can see the funeral from the street, just watching the coach going through the various roads until reaching San Giovanni in Laterano.
Yes, is it 5 kilometers or 5 miles the distance?
5 kilometers. Five kilometers.
5 kilometers. Let us hope that the sun is moderate and that there's no inclement weather. You've had some storms recently in Italy. You mentioned Liberation Day. That's important. The president of Italy attended and said his farewell to the Pope, and then he went to Genoa. Why?
Well, he went to Genoa to deliver his speech about the Liberation Day, which is the 80th anniversary this year, and he decided to come to Genoa because Genoa make themselves free without any support from soldiers, from the Allied forces, just with the civil population that made Genoa free from the Nazi fascist troops. That's the reason why Mr. Mattarella decided to choose Genoa as the town to deliver his, let's say, national message to all the Italian people.
Pope Francis was known as a man, a pope who cared a great deal about the poor, both when he was a cardinal in Latin America and when he was a pope in Rome. And you tell me he will be greeted by the poor at San Giovanni. Is that correct?
Correct. If the ceremony will be attended by VIP and the most important people in the world, the latest step of this funeral ceremony will be the entrance of San Giovanni in Laterano, and the Pope will be received, welcome there by a group of poor people. Papa Francesco was used to make a lot of charity without saying anything, and so this group of poor people asked to say their gratitude to the Pope for all the beneficial charity that the Pope made in favor of them.
It's going to be a long day in Rome, but let's look to the future as well. We've talked about the conclave gathering, probably May 5th. What does the conclave look like? How many cardinals and how long does it take ordinarily?
Well, the cardinals still alive are around 200, but only 132, if I remember well, can participate to the conclave because they are below 80 years old. If you are a cardinal above 80 years old, you cannot attend the conclave. 132 are divided more or less than 50%, just a bit less than 50% European, and the rest are from all the part of the world. The largest part from America, particularly South America and Central America. Even Australia and New Zealand have 2 cardinals attending the conclave. The largest part of them, something around 100, were nominated by Papa Francesco. There are still 28, 27 elected by Papa Ratzinger, Benedetto the 16th, and there are still 2 nominated by Giovanni Paolo II, by Papa Wojtyła. This is the composition of the cardinal that they will enter the conclave very likely on the 5th of May. And whenever the vote is not positive in the sense that a new pope has not yet been elected, there will be the traditional black smoke from the chimneys on top of the Cappella Sistina, the Sistine Chapel. And when the Pope will be elected, the smoke will be white.
I remember that, but I couldn't remember which color was which. So it's white. White means there's a new Pope. Black means we're going to vote again. Is that correct?
Correct.
Lorenzo Fiore, he's in Milan. We're talking about events of these last 5 days for all of Italy, but tomorrow all eyes on Rome with saying farewell to Pope Francis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.